Vibrators, Garters, and Lace, Oh My! Written by Ariel Arendiere, and read by Litra. A supernatural Gabriel Sam fic, rated explicit, and part 9 of the Sex, Stanford, and a Sweet Shop verse, with additional tags for panty kink, vibrators, Valentine's Day, remote vibrators, teasing. This is really just a fancy way of saying a ton of panty kink. And so, have fun. It was all Gabriel's fault. All of it. Sam stared at the computer screen for a long moment, the word delivered flashing in front of him, mocking him. He slammed the lid shut, hiding his face behind his hands. It was all his fault. A week earlier, Sam adjusted the bag over his shoulder and slipped behind the counter at Angelic Delights to head into the bakery. Based on the loud humming he could hear, Gabriel was inside. He leaned in the doorway and admired the sight of Gabriel moving quickly from oven to counter, carrying large trays filled with stuff he would be demanding to try later on. A flash of pink caught his eye. He blinked and looked again. Pink? Gabriel was wearing nothing more than jeans and a green Henley. Where had pink come from? Sam stared closer, looking slowly up Gabriel's body, taking a long moment to admire his ass in those jeans. Yum. Sam realized what the pink was when Gabriel leaned up to grab something off a higher shelf, his shirt riding up to reveal his lower back. Something that looked suspiciously like pink lace was peeking out from under his jeans. His mouth went dry. Was Gabriel? Were those... Hey, Sam-a-lam! Give me another 10 minutes and I can get out of here. Shall I meet you upstairs? Did you have anything in mind you wanted for dinner? Gabriel turned to fully look at Sam when he didn't receive a response. Sam? Huh? Sam blinked and looked at Gabriel. Golden eyes grinned at him. As glad as I am that my mere presence can reduce you to wordlessness, Sasquatch, did you have plans for dinner? Gabriel asked, turning again to place a pie on a cooling rack. Another brief moment to catch sight of the pink lace peeking over the edge of Gabriel's jeans had Sam near shaking with lust. Gabriel was wearing panties. Pink. Lacy panties. Sam forced himself to focus before he ripped off Gabriel's clothing right then and there. No, he managed to get out. Gabriel laughed. I think school has melted your brain. Get upstairs. I'll be there shortly. Okay, Sam said faintly, turning around, making sure his laptop bag was in front of him, securely hiding his reaction to just how much he liked that pale pink lace on Gabriel. He took the stairs 3 at a time and leaned back against the door, trying to breathe. Fuck. Fucking fuck. Damn it, Gabriel, he breathed, looking around the apartment. There had to be something that they could eat easily, quickly, and then he could spend the rest of the night fucking Gabriel into oblivion. 20 minutes, and Gabriel made his way upstairs. Sam had been acting odd. Hey, Sam, do you have homework tonight? He was hoping not. It'd make revealing his little surprise much easier. He squirmed a little, his cock trapped by the pink lace. He could see the appeal. Sam sucked in a deep breath and left the bedroom. He padded across the carpet and over to Gabriel. Nope, it can wait. I was hoping that you wouldn't mind doing a lazy night. Sandwiches and TV. And wild fucking. Must not forget that. Sam leaned down to give Gabriel a slow kiss, resisting the urge to trail his fingers along the edge of the pink lace he knew was hiding just under the edge of those jeans. As Sam broke away from the kiss, Gabriel smiled. I suppose. He stretched his arms over his head and cracked his back. You going to make me make the sandwiches, as usual? He sauntered past Sam, towards the kitchen. Sam was certain the noise he made wasn't human. Gabriel's shirt had ridden up again. There it was, blatant and obvious, beautiful lace resting against Gabriel's skin. The pink was nice, but there were so many other colors that would suit Gabriel better. Royal blue, red, black, white. Sam let out another whimper, as the thought of Gabriel in white panties and stockings hit him so hard his head was spinning. Gabriel looked over his shoulder at Sam. Kid wasn't acting normal. Sam? Sam opened his mouth, but all he managed was a groan. Fucking hell, Gabriel. He stomped over to Gabriel and pinned the shorter man against the counter, his fingertips diving just under the seam of Gabriel's jeans to rub against the lace there. He whimpered again at how soft and delicate the material felt. Gabriel huffed out a laugh. So you noticed, huh? Sam whined again and bit the lobe of Gabriel's ear, rocking his hips forward to grind against him. Fuck, Gabriel. Panties? Panties, garter belt, and stockings. Wanna see? Gabriel asked, wrapping his arms around Sam's waist to pull him closer. Fuck! Sam swore, pulling away from Gabriel just enough to grab his jeans and yank them down. He stared as Gabriel kicked off his shoes and stepped out of his jeans. Sheer white stockings going up to mid-thigh. Lace at the top with small white bows tying the stockings to the garter belt. Even the garter belt had lace. He shuddered as Gabriel spread his legs slowly, giving him an incredible view of his cock hardening through the lace, a wet spot already appearing at the tip. Fuck, Gabriel. Gabriel licked his lips, his eyes dark as he stared at Sam. This was a better reaction than he had hoped for. He yanked his Henley off and tossed it to the floor next to his jeans. See something you like, kiddo? Sam continued to stare. There were little bows on the garter belt and on the panties. Small, little white bows. He raised his eyes slowly to Gabriel's and licked his lips. Yeah, he said, his voice gruff. You. He watched Gabriel shudder, and the wet patch on the panties grew larger. He dropped his hand to Gabriel's thigh and slowly trailed his fingers up and over the beautiful white fabric. As gorgeous as this is. Sam let his fingers trail along the bare skin of Gabriel's thigh to the curve of his ass. The change in fabric texture making him shiver as his fingers worked their way up to the garter belt, teasing the skin just above it. It's you wearing it. Damn it, Gabriel, you are so unbelievably fucking gorgeous. Sam... Gabriel choked and grabbed Sam's shoulders, yanking him forward into a kiss. He devoured Sam, his kiss hard and desperate. Sam was still fully fucking dressed, damn it! He needed skin, and he needed it fucking now! He pulled at Sam's shirt, trying to yank it off over his head. Sam grabbed Gabriel's hands and pinned them to the counter, cradling them gently. No. He looked down the length of Gabriel again. The sight of his cock stretching the pink lace fucking obscene. Obscene, perfect, and all his. I'll fuck you good and proper in the bedroom. Right now you're going to make a mess of those panties for me. Gabriel whined and tried to press against Sam, but he was standing just far enough away. Sam! I saw it in the fucking bakery, Gabriel. Sam growled. He dropped his head to Gabriel's neck and nibbled at the tense muscle there, licking at his skin. Just a hint of pink right above your jeans. Wanted to rip your pants off and fuck you right there. Gabriel moaned and stared at Sam, licking his lips, straining against the hold Sam had on him. Guess I shouldn't have worried about whether you liked them or not. Fuck no, Sam growled, pulling back to stare at Gabriel. A slow smirk curled his lips. He leaned closer until his lips were pressed to Gabriel's ear. I'm going to fuck you with those stockings on. I want to feel them on your legs when they're wrapped around my waist. Fuck! Gabriel panted, squirming in Sam's hold. Sam, fucking touch me! Sam gave a low chuckle. No. But don't worry. I'm pretty sure I won't be able to keep my hands off you all night. But I told you. I want you to make a mess of those panties first. Gabriel shuddered. Right, well, been a few years since I was a teenager. Pretty sure I can't come on command. Oh, I don't know about that. Sam bit down on Gabriel's earlobe and savored the sound of the gasp it got him. But I suppose I can take it easy on you. He shifted and pressed his thigh between Gabriel's legs, watching him immediately buck against him. Fuck! Gabriel cursed, his hips rocking against Sam's thigh. The denim was rough, but with the lace rubbing against his dick, it was sensory overload, and fuck if he wasn't loving every second of it. Sam hummed, pleased when Gabriel began rocking against his leg, desperate for friction. Did you only buy the pink and white? Or do you have other colors hidden away somewhere? His rhythm stuttered and Gabriel pulled away enough to stare at Sam with wide eyes. Fuck, you really like this, don't you, kiddo? What, you think you're the only one with a naughty schoolgirl kink? Sam said, raising an eyebrow. Well, we both know I'm the kinky one in this relationship, Gabriel teased, grinning up at Sam. He was the sappiest motherfucker. Now go back to being all caveman. I want to get thrown on the bed and fucked senseless, you know? Sam laughed and leaned close to Gabriel's ear again. Oh, I'll fuck you senseless, don't worry. But not before I get what I want. He smirked when Gabriel rocked against him again. God, Gabriel, when I realized what you were wearing, I almost didn't make it upstairs. Fuck. Sam flexed his fingers around Gabriel's wrist. I imagined you wearing different colors. Those are hot as fuck, but not what I would pick for you. Gabriel whimpered, wishing he could pull Sam closer as he rocked against Sam's thigh. Fuck! What colors? Tell me, Sam. Oh, I want you in every single color. Sam felt Gabriel stutter in his rhythm and smirked. Royal blue, especially against those black sheets of yours. Red. Emerald green to bring out your eyes. Sam gave a low groan. White. Want you in all white, pretending to be innocent when that's the last thing you are. Your cock hard and desperate and straining against the fabric. Sam! Gabriel's voice came out in a desperate whine. He wasn't going to last much longer like this. Fuck, kiddo! He panted, rolling his hips harder. So close! Do you know what I want to do? Suck your dick through the fabric. Watch it cling to you even more. Bet the sensation would be maddening. Tie you to the bed, wearing all white, and tease you. Suck you, lick you until you're begging me for more. Sam! Fuck! Fuck you! Fuck! Gabriel rolled his hips forward once more before he lost it, his whole body shaking as he came, soaking the delicate fabric. He fell forward against Sam. Glad when Sam released his wrists and cradled him. Well, this was a good experiment. Sam laughed. You sure you're going to be up for the caveman fucking? Gabriel held up a finger, reluctant to move from his pillow of Sam's chest just yet. Give me 20 minutes. Christ, kiddo. Come on, I'll give you 20 minutes, and I'm pretty sure we still have chocolate syrup in the fridge by the bed. If that doesn't get you going, nothing will. Gabriel wobbled for a moment as he got back to his feet and stared at Sam. Did you take any of your clothes off? Sam looked down at himself and chuckled. Apparently not. Fuck, that's hot. Bedroom now, Mr. Caveman. Someone owes me a good fucking.
That had been a week ago. Now Sam was staring at the box in his hands and swallowing. Valentine's Day was tomorrow, and he had his present for Gabriel.
Hopefully.
Now he had to open it and actually look at what he'd ordered. Taking another deep breath, he opened the box and pulled out the white box. The packaging slip with the list of items he had ordered made him flush. There it was, stated in text, his kinks laid out on the page. Sam immediately crumpled the paper and threw it in the box. He slowly drew out the black lace and the sheer stockings. Sam stared at the stockings, rubbing the soft material between his fingers. He imagined pulling it over his legs, the material clinging to his skin. A whimper escaped his lips. Fuck. He glanced at the clock. Yeah, he had time. He grabbed the box and brought it into the bedroom. Gabriel had better appreciate this, dammit. An hour and a half later, Sam glanced down into the shop. The after-work rush had died down, and with Valentine's Day tomorrow, it was now or never. He stepped off the stairs and fought the urge to squirm as both Anna and Anais looked at him. They couldn't tell. They couldn't. He was wearing black slacks and a white button-up shirt. There was no way for them to tell. Off to kidnap Gabriel away for a proper dinner? Anna teased, smiling as Sam blushed. Something like that, Sam muttered, making his way past the both of them and into the kitchens. Gabriel was filling the last tray for tomorrow, by the look of things. He smiled. You almost done? Gabriel looked up and stared at Sam, licking his lips. Christ. Yeah, we have plans. Sam stalked closer to Gabriel. Well, I have plans for you. You might have plans, I'm not sure. My calendar is looking miraculously free. Gabriel cleaned off his hands and tossed the rag into the sink. Come to have your wicked way with me? He watched Sam stalk closer. He was moving much more stiffly than usual, so something was up. Something like that. Sam pulled the remote out of his pocket and handed it to Gabriel. Happy Valentine's Day, Gabriel. It took him staring at the remote for a long minute, blinking rapidly, before Gabriel realized what he was holding. 5 different settings. Right now it was in the off position, which meant... Sam jerked as the vibrator suddenly came alive, shifting inside him and pressing against his prostate. Fuck! He swore, gripping the counter tightly as his knees threatened to liquefy. Couldn't start out with a lower setting there, Gabriel? Gabriel smirked. Not a chance. He ratcheted the vibrations back up again. He could almost hear the quiet buzzing noise, but it was nothing compared to the look of slack-jawed pleasure on Sam's face. I like my present, Sam. Good. Sam panted, his cock already half-hard and getting harder, starting to strain against the black lace panties he had on. Now come upstairs so I can give you the rest of it. Sure, Gabriel said. He fingered the remote, considering pushing it up to the highest vibration setting, but decided against it for now. He set it back down to 1 and smirked at Sam. Up we go. Sam whined, rocking forward against the air. You're gonna leave it on? Yes. Consider it payback for last week. Gabriel turned it up to the next level of vibrations and watched Sam gasp, humping against the air. Now get upstairs. Sam sucked in a few deep breaths and smirked at Gabriel. He couldn't wait for Gabriel to see the panties he had on. If he'd reacted to just the vibrator like this, everything else might break his brain. Get going, Sam, or I turn it up again. In a heartbeat, Sam was out of the back room and waving to Anais and Anna. You two have a good night. The vibrations increased again, and he resisted the urge to glare over his shoulder at Gabriel as a hard shiver went up his spine. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Gabriel raised an eyebrow at Anna and watched as she and Anais booked it out of the shop. He turned to look at Sam, who was already halfway up the stairs. Get upstairs, he ordered. Sam stumbled as he managed to get upstairs and into the apartment. Gabriel turned up the vibrator again, and he nearly fell to his knees. Fuck. He managed to get to the bedroom and strip off his shoes, jeans, and shirt, falling back onto the bed. It pushed the vibrator deeper, and he moaned, rocking back against the bed. Well, 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 you are full of surprises tonight, aren't you? Gabriel licked his lips again and stared at Sam.
the sheer black stockings with lace at the top, reaching to Sam's mid-thigh, and a pair of black panties that was barely enough to contain Sam now that he was fully hard.
Guess you got curious after last week, hmm?
Wanted to surprise you. Sam spread his legs on the bed and stared at Gabriel. He felt the vibrator get turned down again and managed to suck in a few deep breaths. Happy Valentine's Day?
Indeed. Gabriel kicked off his shoes and socks. I even have a surprise for you. He undid the buttons on his jeans. Apparently, great minds think alike.
Sam was about to ask exactly what that meant when he caught sight of lace. White. Pure white lace. Gabriel was wearing. The sound that left his mouth wasn't human. Sam scrambled off the bed and knelt in front of Gabriel, tugging his jeans the rest of the way down, and staring as Gabriel stepped out of them.
Let me. Please, let me. I want to taste you. Have to taste you. You look so good in white. I knew you would. Please, Gabriel. Sam begged. How am I supposed to refuse you when you beg so prettily? Gabriel said, reaching down to tangle his fingers in Sam's hair. Come on, then, he ordered. He pressed his face into Gabriel's hip and inhaled slowly, a low whine escaping as the vibrator in his ass suddenly leapt to life again. Gabriel! Gabriel tugged harder on Sam's hair.
Don't tease now, sweetheart. I want you to follow through on what you told me you wanted last time. You remember, don't you? You told me how much you wanted to suck my cock through lace, have it wet and clinging to me.
Sam moaned and licked at Gabriel through the lace, latching onto the tip of his cock and sucking as hard as he could. Gabriel bucked under him, and he could taste the pre-cum leaking through the thin fabric.
Yes, Gabriel, Sam groaned, nuzzling along the line of Gabriel's cock.
Fuck, kiddo. Gabriel groaned and fumbled with the remote, turning it back down to the lowest setting.
That's it. Want more? Come on, Sam.
Sam poked at Gabriel's thigh until he spread his legs further apart. He left wet, sucking kisses down Gabriel's erection, admiring the way the lace was starting to cling to him, exactly as he'd imagined.
Fuck, Gabriel, you're so gorgeous.
Sam mumbled as he kissed lower, pressing his face to the base of Gabriel's cock, breathing out slowly.
Gabriel laughed. Fuck, can't decide what I want more. Have you suck me until I come, or make you come on the bed and then fuck you in the panties.
Sam moaned and pressed his face against Gabriel's stomach.
That, yeah, that, he managed to get out.
Like that idea, Samich? Gabriel fingered the remote in his hand for a moment and cranked it all the way up to the max setting of 5. How much?
Ugh!
Sam squirmed and thrust his hips forward against the air, desperate for friction as the vibrator shifted to press against his prostate again. He rubbed his face against Gabriel's hip, panting hard.
Fuck, he was going to come before he managed to get back on the bed. Gabriel.
Tell me how much you want me to fuck you. I want to hear you beg for it. Gabriel said, licking his lips as he stared down at Sam on his knees.
Sam whined and tried to suck in a breath, his hips rocking forward, desperate for any friction he could gain.
Please, Gabriel, please, fuck.
Now, Sam, you know I like to hear exactly what you want when you beg.
Gabriel shivered as Sam gave another loud moan against his skin. There was something about dominating the much larger man that was the best high in the world.
Fuck.
So come on, tell me what I want to hear.
Gabriel.
Sam tried to think, tried to come up with whatever it is that Gabriel wanted to hear.
I want you to fuck me. I want...
Sam gasped again as Gabriel's thumb traced over his lower lip.
Want to come for you.
Gabriel smirked and dragged his hand away from Sam's face.
You want to make a mess of your panties? just like you had me do? He leaned closer, waiting until Sam met his eyes before continuing. I bet they're already wet. Wet and sticking to you because you're so hard. And leaking for me, aren't you?
Yes, yes, Gabriel, please. I want that. I want to do that. Please, let me.
Sam whispered. He slumped in front of Gabriel as the vibrator was turned down to the lowest setting, and he desperately tried to breathe.
Couldn't have you coming too early now, could I? Gabriel said, pulling away from Sam and kicking his jeans off to the side.
He pulled his shirt up and over his head and tossed it to the side.
All right, kiddo, get up on the bed, he ordered.
Sam scrambled onto the bed and spread his legs, his dick straining against the black panties he was wearing.
Gabriel!
No, on your knees, ass in the air. His breath left him in a rush, and Sam flipped himself over, planting his forearms on the bed while he got himself into position for Gabriel.
Fuck, Gabriel, come on!
Sam panted, spreading his legs a little bit, the fabric straining over his erection. Gabriel gave a low whistle as he stared at Sam.
Damn, kid. Wish you could see yourself. You look fucking fantastic like this. Knew you would.
He thought about peeling his own panties off, but didn't bother as he climbed onto the bed behind Sam.
With those stockings.
He trailed his fingers up and along Sam's thighs, watching them quiver.
And these panties.
Gabriel leaned forward to press a kiss to the curve of Sam's ass. Sam gave a low groan as Gabriel nipped and kissed his way to where the vibrator was still pressed inside him.
Gabriel!
He shuddered again and bit down on his lip as Gabriel started to kiss along the line of his panties.
Need you to fuck me already.
Sam growled, rocking backwards, spreading his legs a little further.
You know, I'm surprised that you haven't come yet,
Gabriel commented, slowly tugging the waistband of Sam's panties down with his teeth.
You hiding another secret there, Sam?
He wrapped his hand around the vibrator and shifted it as he turned up the power again. Gabriel slid his hand up Sam's thigh over his ass and then between his legs to rub at Sam's cock.
Well, well, what do we have here?
His fingers traced the leather he could feel at the base of Sam's dick.
Wearing a cock ring just for me?
Maybe, Sam panted, whining as Gabriel shut off the vibrator and began to pull it out of him. He shuddered as Gabriel pressed another kiss to the curve of his ass.
Come on, Gabriel, fuck me already,
he begged, rocking his hips back and towards Gabriel.
I think not, Gabriel purred, grabbing the chocolate lube from the bedside table. I think I'm going to take advantage of that cock ring you're wearing. Get you good and wet.
Before Sam could interrupt and say that that had been the entire point of having the vibrator, Gabriel's tongue pressed into him and his hips jerked into the touch.
Fuck!
He pressed his face into the pillows and whined as Gabriel licked at the rim before starting to tongue-fuck him in earnest.
Gabriel!
Gabriel didn't bother answering, but he did reach around to massage Sam's dick through his panties, watching him jerk and arch again. He was already so wet, all on his own. Delicious. He pulled back and replaced tongue with two fingers, pressing them easily into Sam, scissoring them and brushing his prostate.
Beg for it, Sam. Tell me how much you want me to fuck you.
Please, Gabriel, please. Sam begged, rocking his hips back.
Please, I need you to fuck me, need it. Want you fucking into me good and hard, please, Gabriel.
So pretty, Gabriel whispered, pulling his fingers out. In a moment, he had himself coated, and he ran his hand over Sam's flank.
Turn over again, babe. Want to see you lose it.
Sam felt like he had been hard for years when he turned over and spread his legs again for Gabriel.
Gabe, please. I know, don't worry, I'm gonna take care of you,
Gabriel said.
It'll feel so good, I promise, Sam.
He took another moment to admire the sight of Sam, Damn it, the kid was so fucking gorgeous like this. Gabriel. He looked up at Sam and grinned. Impatient little brat, aren't you? He lifted one of Sam's legs and leaned in closer, pressing into Sam, watching him arch and moan loudly. That's it. Feels good, doesn't it? Sam sucked in a breath of air and squirmed. Gabriel, I swear to fucking God, if you do not fuck me as hard as you can right this second, I'm flipping us over and riding you until I get what I want. Gabriel swallowed and choked out a laugh. You're assuming I don't want that. Even then, he supposed that enough teasing was enough. But I suppose I can do what you asked. You've been very good. Sam shuddered and wrapped his legs around Gabriel's waist. Gabriel felt so good in him, and he needed more of it. Gabriel. Right. Gabriel took a slow breath and rocked his hips, driving into Sam nice and hard. He pressed a hand between them and into Sam's panties, watching him jerk and whine under him. In a moment, he had the cock ring undone and pulled it off of Sam. He was not going to lose it before he wanted to. He could not. Sam bit down on his lip and bucked into every thrust Gabriel gave him as they got harder and more vicious. His cock was still pressed between them, and the rocking motion was just enough to give him the slightest amount of friction. Yes, fuck! He tossed his head back and pushed back even more desperately into the thrusts from Gabriel. Come on, Gabriel, I'm not gonna break. He leaned up and bit down on the edge of Sam's collarbone, watching him whine and arch all over again. Stop being a little shit. Gabriel dropped his hands to Sam's thighs and spread them, watching the way the panties were barely able to contain Sam's cock. He shifted the angle and pressed back into Sam, savoring the hoarse shout that got him. Sam bit down on his lip and whined. Fuck, he was so close. And now? Now Gabriel was fucking him hard and deep and perfect. Gabriel, please, wanna come, need to, please. Gabriel chuckled and pushed his hair up out of his face. I bet you do. Come nice and hard, make a mess of those panties for me, don't you? Yes, Sam panted, straining up at Gabriel. Want to, Gabriel, please. He shuddered again, his body shaking. Please. All right, Sam, all right. Gabriel purred, shifting his position again so he could rub at Sam through the panties. Come on, baby, come for me, let me see. Oh, Gabriel! Two more hard thrusts from Gabriel, and Sam shouted out his orgasm. His entire body locked up, and he came bucking under Gabriel as he shouted. Fuck! Gabriel swore, barely able to move as Sam's legs tightened around him. He bit down a groan at the sight of Sam under him, sated and fucking boneless before he buried himself deep and came, planting his hands on the bed to make sure he didn't fall on top of Sam. Holy fuck, kid. Sam gave a sleepy grin at Gabriel. This is good, isn't it? Gabriel huffed out a small laugh and shook his head at Sam. Try amazing. He pulled out and pressed a kiss to Sam's forehead. Stay here and I'll get us both cleaned up. A sleepy grunt and a nod escaped Sam. He felt fucked out. Moving was not going to happen for the next few hours, at least. Right. Sam smiled at the sight of Sam and shook his head. Time to get them both cleaned up. 10 minutes later, Gabriel curled back up against Sam and pressed a kiss to his heart. Thank you for the Valentine's Day present, he whispered. Sam chuckled and tightened his arms around Gabriel. Wait till you see what I have planned for your birthday. Gabriel grinned. I can't wait, Sasquatch. I can't wait. Sam took a deep breath and looked down at his phone. He couldn't believe he was about to do this. Dean would kill him. He should delete the picture, but Christ. Sam stared at the picture of him, in the outfit he'd bought for Gabriel's birthday and biting down on his lip. He added a caption to it and sent it to Gabriel. He covered his face with his hands and groaned. What the fuck had he been thinking? He smoothed a hand over the short, pleated skirt he was wearing and paced across the room again. The feel of the silk panties rubbing against his dick was the worst kind of tease. Sam glanced down at his phone again. Message sent. Fuck. He couldn't take it back. There was no taking it back. He was going to have to live with it, and whatever the consequences were going to be... Fuck. His phone chimed. Sam stared at it, and swiped the message from Gabriel open. Well, well, well. Someone certainly has been naughty. Shall I come home early and give you a spanking? Sam nearly laughed in relief, sitting down on the edge of the bed. His fingers flew over the keys as he typed out a response, his heart still hammering. You can do whatever you like, Mr. Gabriel. It's your birthday. Sam wasn't surprised that as soon as he hit send, his phone was ringing. He grinned and held it up to his ear. Hello, Mr. Gabriel. Gabriel choked. I am all for surprise kinky sex for my birthday, but are you trying to kill me? Sam bit his lip and smiled. I'd never try to kill you, Mr. Gabriel. I'd never get my punishment if I did. And like I said, I've been a bad, bad boy. How bad? Sam smoothed his hands over the white stockings. Very bad, Mr. Gabriel. I've had thoughts about you. I've touched myself, thinking about you. Gabriel pressed his hand to his mouth, muffling the groan that threatened. Oh, you've been very naughty. I will punish you properly when I get home. Will you wait for me? I'll try, Mr. Gabriel. Will you hurry? Sam purred over the phone, managing to keep his straight face, but only barely. You bet your ass I will, Gabriel growled. Sam smirked. Good. Now that the wheels of his plan were finally in motion, Sam settled back on the bed and looked down at his small black Mary Jane shoes. He tapped them together and grinned. Well, Gabriel could never say that he hadn't gone all out for his birthday. The second he heard the doors to the apartment slam open, then shut again, Sam stood and brushed any imaginary dust off his skirt. He clasped his hands behind his back and bit down on his lip. Full effect, ready. Gabriel stomped into the bedroom, his shirt already halfway unbuttoned, his shoes and socks in the hallway somewhere behind him. He thought he was prepared. He thought that the more than thorough study he had done of the picture Sam had sent him had prepared him. Oh no, not at all. Fucking Christ, kid, you are trying to kill me, Gabriel breathed, stepping into the room and shutting the door behind him. Sam looked up, keeping his eyes wide and innocent. I'd never try to kill you, Mr. Gabriel. Shut up and let me look at you for a second. Holy fuck. Gabriel sucked in a breath and walked closer to Sam. Sam had gone the full distance. Mary Jane shoes, white stockings, white garter belt with little pink bows holding the stockings up. You went all out for me, didn't you, Sam? Sam bit down on his lip a little harder, keeping his eyes lowered as Gabriel circled him. Of course, Mr. Gabriel. Fuck, you're making me feel like a dirty old man. Gabriel grumbled, catching Sam's eye for a moment. The laughter he could see there made him relax a little bit. Sam was far from as innocent as he was playing. Where'd you get the sailor schoolgirl outfit? This is my uniform, Mr. Gabriel. It just shrank a little in the wash, Sam said, biting down on his lip to keep from grinning. Yeah, if you could call this strip of pleated blue fabric a skirt, and the white short-sleeved top with the blue collar a shirt that barely extended past his pectoral muscles, Gabriel groaned and undid his belt, tossing it towards the closet behind him.
Did it now? Is that what I have to punish you for?
Sam shook his head slowly, watching as Gabriel's eyes snapped to his hair and the small barrette holding it up and out of his face.
No, Mr. Gabriel. I told you what I'd done. I've been very naughty.
Sam backed away from Gabriel and sat down on the edge of the bed, spreading his legs and letting the short skirt ride up to reveal the white lace panties he was wearing.
Should I show you what I did?
This overly innocent act should not be doing it for him. But fuck if he wasn't ready to burst out of his damn pants. Yes, you absolutely should show me exactly what you did.
Okay. Sam closed his eyes and rubbed his hands over his thighs. I found out it was your birthday, and I wanted to give you a present. Thought about you fucking me, Mr. Gabriel.
Just Gabriel is fine, kid. Gabriel interrupted, pressing a hand to the front of his jeans. Fuck, this was going to kill him. Kill him dead. Dead of sex. And hotness.
Gabriel. Sam gave a small whimper as he pressed a hand to his half-hard cock. I touched myself, just like this, thinking of you.
The feel of the silk was enough to move him swiftly along the road to fully hard, and Sam let his head fall back, baring his neck to Gabriel. Gabriel's mouth went dry.
Oh, very naughty indeed. Did you get yourself off like that, Sam? What were you imagining? What were you thinking of?
Sam sucked in a breath, rocking his hips up into the touch of his hand.
Yes. Yes, I thought about you, and about touching you, and how much I wanted it.
Tell me how you want to touch me, Gabriel demanded. Sam let his hand fall away and leaned forward, dropping off the bed onto his knees in front of Gabriel. It took another moment, but he managed to undo the jeans and yank them down around Gabriel's thighs.
Like this. I want to suck you, and I want you to fuck my mouth.
Sam didn't give two shits if he was breaking character. Fuck, he wanted. And he wanted now. Gabriel gave a hoarse laugh and threaded his fingers into Sam's hair.
No complaints from this quarter, Sam. Go ahead.
He gave a slow tug to those chestnut strands and watched Sam pitch himself forward. Sam glanced up at Gabriel and smirked.
My lip gloss won't smudge either.
He tugged Gabriel's boxers the rest of the way down and then licked Gabriel slowly from base to tip, encouraged by the groan Gabriel gave him. He sucked just the tip between his lips, his tongue flat against the underside.
Sam!
Gabriel rocked his hips forward, holding onto Sam's hair.
Fuck, you're going to be the death of me like this.
Especially now, where it was obvious that Sam was wearing light pink lip gloss. Even easier to see, now, with Sam's lips stretched over his cock. Sam pulled back and wrapped his hand around Gabriel, stroking slowly.
You taste good, Gabriel.
Knew you would. He licked across the tip again, gathering the pre-cum that had gathered there.
But I think you still need to scold me for my bad behavior.
Gabriel's head was dizzy, and he stared down at Sam, trying to remember what the hell he was talking about with punishment. It dawned on him a minute later, and he groaned. Sam was going to pay for this little stunt. He wasn't quite sure how yet, but it was going to happen. He'd just have to figure it out when all of his blood wasn't migrating to his dick.
You're right, I do.
Sam stood up and bit down on one lip, reaching up to unbutton the rest of Gabriel's shirt and push it off his shoulders. It only took Gabriel another moment for him to kick off his jeans and boxers, leaving him gloriously naked. Sam stared, his eyes trailing over every inch of Gabriel.
I know exactly how you should punish me, Gabriel.
Oh, do tell. Gabriel was impressed with how he managed to get the words out so easily.
I think I deserve a spanking.
Sam stared at Gabriel and watched his cheeks flush. I think that you should bend me over your lap and spank me. I've been so very naughty, haven't I? Gabriel choked and swallowed hard. Yes, yes, you have. Gabriel moved forward and sat down on the edge of the bed, looking up at Sam.
On my lap, mister, let's go.
Sam scrambled to get himself draped over Gabriel's lap properly, canting his hips back and up to give Gabriel the best angle possible. Sam's ability to contort into odd positions and be perfectly comfortable would never cease to amaze him. Gabriel pulled up the blue pleated skirt and tugged Sam's panties down, just enough to expose his ass. Perfect, just like that.
Naughty, naughty boy.
He felt Sam shiver again as he teased his fingers over the swell of Sam's ass. Gabriel, Sam groaned, rocking his hips back, begging for just a little more. Fuck, he needed it. He needed it so damn bad. Please, Gabriel. You know I've been naughty. Shouldn't you punish me? Gabriel pulled his hand back and watched Sam go still, tense and anticipating the hit. He brought his hands down with a firm smack right on the swell of Sam's ass, his whole body reacting to the hit, his back arching and a loud gasp escaping from his throat. Gabriel, Sam whined, shivering on Gabriel's lap. He rocked his hips forward, desperate for some friction, any at all. Another slap, then another. Sam trembled, rocking back into each hit of Gabriel's palm against his ass. His cheeks were burning red and his hair was sticking to his face. And fuck, he was so hard he was gonna come the instant Gabriel touched him. Gabriel, please. He paused before his next slap and rested his hand on Sam's lower back, rubbing and massaging gently.
Please what? Have I punished you enough, sweetheart?
Gabriel glanced down at Sam's ass and the lovely red color it had turned.
So beautiful for me. Have you had enough?
Sam choked on his next breath of air as Gabriel's hand came down on his ass again, making him jump. Fucking hell. Gabriel, please. I need... Another smack had him moaning and Sam dropped his head as he panted. Need you to fuck me. He gave another slow rock of his hips forward, rubbing against Gabriel's leg. Please. Gabriel hummed as he slowly tugged Sam's panties back over his red ass, rubbing gently now that he had the fabric back in place. With the added friction of the material, it would be the best kind of torment. By the loud moan Sam gave, it looked like he had been right about that.
I think I have other plans for you first, in that outfit of yours. But you have been a very good boy for me. I think you deserve a prize.
Gabriel tugged the blue fabric down and over his panties again.
On the bed. On your back.
Sam climbed onto the bed and spread his legs, letting the skirt ride up again. His erection tenting the skirt and his panties. He shifted so he could kick off his shoes. They were cute, but cramped his feet. And frowned, pushing insistently at the heel. The shoe refused to budge.
Sam?
Gabriel climbed onto the bed and chuckled as Sam tried to kick off his shoes.
Having issues?
Oh, for fuck's sake! Sam grumbled.
This is killing the mood, and I am not wearing these shoes in bed.
Gabriel grinned and watched Sam struggle for a moment more before he moved to the end of the bed.
Here, let me.
He reached down and unbuckled one shoe, pulling it off Sam and tossing it behind him, before doing the same with the second.
There we go.
He trailed his thumb over Sam's ankle, still cradling his foot. Gabe? Sam felt his breath catch as Gabriel's fingers slid higher, tracing his calf. He wriggled his hips and kept his legs relaxed in Gabriel's hold.
You shaved for me, didn't you?
Gabriel whispered, his voice soft.
Sam swallowed. Was that a bad thing?
Gabriel pressed his face against Sam's calf.
No, no, fuck no, it isn't. At all.
Fuck.
You're amazing. And perfect. Fuck.
He slowly nuzzled his way up to Sam's knee, spreading Sam's legs in an easy motion.
Everywhere?
Sam blushed and bit down on his lip.
Everywhere.
Gabriel whimpered and bit down on the bare skin of Sam's inner thigh, watching him gasp and writhe. He licked over the bite mark, soothing it a moment later.
Whatever I did to deserve you, I really need to start paying it back.
Gabriel, Sam moaned, shifting impatiently as Gabriel pressed another kiss to his thigh. His ass was still sore, and every movement he made had him shifting against the white lace. Please, Gabriel.
Well, you were a good boy and took your punishment so well. I suppose that you deserve a reward.
Gabriel pushed his hands higher and ran a finger over the erection tenting those white panties. It jumped under the touch, and he smirked.
So responsive. Sam whimpered. Would you like to make a mess of these panties, Sam?
Gabriel asked. He pressed his hand against Sam's dick and watched him groan.
Tell me.
Sam whined and bit down on his lip. Yes, Gabriel, yes, please. Gabriel stared as Sam arched again, his entire body twisting as he rocked his hips up, trying to get more friction from Gabriel's hand.
Is this how you touched yourself, Sam? Did you rub yourself through your panties and imagine me fucking you?
Yes, Sam cried out, bucking against the teasing touch. That just wasn't enough. He needed more, just a little more. Gabriel, please, please.
Tell me, Gabriel ordered, staring up at Sam as his entire body started to move, trying to get more out of the touch. Tell me if this was how you touched yourself, thinking about me.
Sam swallowed and spread his legs further. Yes, yes it was, felt so good, and I thought... He trailed off, biting down on his lip.
Thought about what? Tell me, Sam, Gabriel ordered, giving Sam's thigh a small smack. He smirked when he noticed the wet spot starting to form at the tip of Sam's cock.
Your mouth on me. Want it. Want you to suck me.
Gabriel raised an eyebrow. Well, 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 aren't you a naughty boy? How lovely. I think I can oblige.
Settling his hands on Sam's thighs, he forced Sam's legs wider, watching him tremble. He leaned down and pressed a kiss to the tip of Sam's cock, his tongue teasing at the tip. Gabriel! Sam cursed and bit down on his lip as Gabriel pulled back just enough to breathe on him. The added puff of hot air enough to make him squirm. Please! You'd said I'd been a good boy. Don't tease.
Gabriel laughed. I might have called you a good boy, but don't think that you aren't going to get teased. You have a lot to make up for with that stunt with the picture, he said, licking his way down the base of Sam's cock.
The panties were pulled tight against Sam's erection, presenting a delicious picture.
Besides, you wanted me to make a mess of you, right?
Sam nodded. Yes, yes, please. He dragged out the last word, loud and pleading. Please, Gabriel.
Don't worry. Gabriel whispered, pulling back just enough to admire the way the translucent material was clinging to Sam's cock. So pretty for me, aren't you?
Gabriel stared and tried to decide what he would do next. He had promised that Sam could make a mess of his panties now, and he needed to keep that promise.
Keep your legs here, he ordered, pulling both of his hands away.
Sam faltered only for a moment before relaxing into the position. His legs splayed wide.
Good, such a good boy, Gabriel coaxed.
In his current position, Sam had left himself literally wide open, in a delicious way that he was absolutely going to take advantage of, in as many ways as he possibly could. Gabriel smirked and licked his lips again, reaching under Sam to press a finger against his entrance. The lace of his panties the only thing keeping his finger from sliding deeper.
Fuck! Sam swore, his hips bucking up,
Gabriel, please, fuck. He whimpered again as Gabriel kept teasing him, pressing his finger a fraction of the way in. Gabriel stared as Sam bucked under the touch again, his hips moving desperately into the touch, needing, wanting more. I bet you could come just like this, couldn't you, kiddo? Sam bit down on his lip and gave a rapid nod as Gabriel bent to lick him through the lace again, his tongue teasing the tip of his cock. He couldn't stop the moan as Gabriel started to alternate the two touches, driving him wild. Please, please, want to come, need to, fuck, please! Sam begged, his hips moving frantically into the touch. Gabriel pulled back just enough to look at Sam. You've got my permission to lose it whenever you want to, kid. He leaned down and sucked on the tip of Sam's cock again, pressing just the pad of his finger in again. He wanted to last, he really did, but fuck. Gabriel was driving him wild like this. There was no way he would be able to hold off any longer. Gabriel's tongue licked over his balls, leaving the fabric clinging to him even more. Sam screamed, arching as he came, doing exactly what Gabriel had wanted, making a royal mess of those panties of his. Sam sagged back onto the bed and whined, shifting against the bed. His ass was still sore from the spanking, but fuck if he didn't want Gabriel to hurry up and fuck him raw already. Fuck, kid, Gabriel panted, licking his lips. Want me to fuck you in the back, or on your hands and knees? He had a plan for this, he had. There was something else he wanted to do.
Oh, right!
Actually, Sam bit down on his lip and looked up at Gabriel, who immediately raised both eyebrows at him. I'd like to, ride you? Gabriel choked on his next breath of air and stared up at Sam. Fuck. Sam bit down on his lip to keep from smirking. I'd also like to get myself ready while you watch. Gabriel had to press a hand to the base of his dick with a low groan. Fuck! Are you... Sam held up the lube and smirked. Flat on the bed now, Gabriel, he ordered. He watched Gabriel scramble into place, his hands behind his head. Good boy. Gabriel laughed. You are such a little shit. Don't make me spank you again. I wouldn't mind, but I'd really like to fuck you first, Sam said, licking his lips. He squeezed some of the lube onto his fingers before reaching behind him. He slipped his fingers under the hem of the white lace and pressed one in, his breath catching. Straddle me. I want the best view I can get, Gabriel demanded. It took Sam a minute of shifting. But then he had his own personal naughty schoolboy straddling his lap and fingering himself. Holy fuck. Sam's dick was already more than halfway into the game, too. Sam bit down on his lip and pressed in another finger. Good thing I already took care of most of this before I sent you that picture message. Gabriel groaned and tightened his fingers around the base of his dick. Damn it, Sam, are you trying to drive me insane? I don't want to come before the main event here. Sam laughed, rocking back onto his fingers. What, afraid you couldn't get it up again in your old age? I'm pretty sure that I could take care of that if I needed to. He winked. Just hurry up so I can fuck you already, Gabriel growled. Pretty sure that I'm going to be the one in control here, Sam said, pressing in a third finger, biting down on his lip. His wrist was starting to ache, but fuck, this would be so worth it. So worth it. He rocked his hips back and gasped, brushing over his prostate. Yes, Gabriel. Gabriel bit down on his lip, watching as Sam's whole body rocked back onto his fingers. He was going to die. Death by sex god in a schoolgirl outfit. People would be making fun of the headline for years. Years and years. In a decade, he would still be mocked for it, without a doubt. Fuck, please be ready soon, he panted. Sam groaned and pulled out his fingers. I suppose I've teased you enough. He squeezed a little bit more lube onto his hand and wrapped it around Gabriel, giving his cock a slow stroke, smirking as he gave a loud moan. Thought I was the loud one in this relationship. Fuck that, Gabriel said, reaching up to tug Sam's panties down, just enough, making sure they were still covering his renewed erection. Now get your gorgeous ass on my cock already. Sam laughed and shifted, straddling Gabriel's hips. Reaching back, he took a hold of Gabriel's dick and sank down on him, slowly, his mouth falling open as he rocked back until he was full and Gabriel was sealed all of the way inside of him. Yes! Oh, yes! Gabriel tightened his hands on Sam's thighs, struggling to breathe. Shit! He opened his eyes and stared up at Sam. Lose the skirt. Comes off, doesn't it? Want to see you, just you in those panties of yours. He slid his hands up to the buttons at the base of the skirt, and ripped the damn thing off, throwing it to the side. Yes, yes, one sec. Sam reached behind him, undoing the zipper and then tugging the top off. Don't you dare touch the panties or the stockings. Just wanted the best view, Gabriel ordered, giving Sam's thigh a gentle slap. Now move. Sam rocked back on Gabriel, making sure he could move easily. Bossy, who's the one on top right now? Gabriel laughed. Semantics. Just move. You got it. Sam lifted himself up and off Gabriel before slamming back down with a loud groan. Fuck, this was perfect. So perfect. Fuck, Gabriel. He repeated the motion, closing his eyes. Gabriel kept his hands on Sam's hips, his thumb stroking the wing of one hip bone that he could feel. Fucking gorgeous, Sam. Come on. Want it. Please. Oh. Sam huffed out a laugh and started a rhythm, rocking slow enough that he could feel every inch of Gabriel. Help me out here. You don't have much room to move, but I know you can. Fuck! He swore as Gabriel's hips snapped up and drove his cock that much harder and deeper into him. All you had to do was ask, beautiful. I am more than happy to oblige. Gabriel yanked down on Sam's hips and he drove up into Sam's body, watching him arch and cry out, "Gonna fuck you good and boneless." "Yes!" Sam cried out, arching as he rocked into Gabriel's next thrust. Fuck, Gabriel, please, please, please! Every move was pulling the panties tighter against his erection, and damn if he couldn't help but want more and more. Gabriel bit down on his lip and swore. Don't worry. I promised you a proper fucking, and I am not about to stop now. Your ass will be so sore you won't be able to move tomorrow. Gabriel, please. Sam dropped his hands to the bed on either side of Gabriel's shoulders and sped up the rocking motion, slamming back into every thrust. So good. Please, can't stand how good it is. Don't you dare come until I tell you, beautiful. Gabriel ordered, yanking Sam's hips back again, watching him arch and keen. Don't care how much you want it. Don't you dare until I say. Got it? Sam whined and bit down on his lip, staring down at Gabriel. Yes, yes, I promise, please. I need it. Gabriel huffed out a laugh and reached out to push some of Sam's hair out of his face before kissing him. You didn't get a picture of me wearing a fucking skimpy outfit while you were working. You think you need it? Sam grinned and kissed Gabriel, panting into his mouth as the motions of their hips got more frantic, both of them chasing release. Fuck, Gabriel, please, tell me that you're close, please. He begged, rocking back and grinding down on Gabriel, watching him groan loudly. Yes, yes, Sam! Gabriel gasped, arching up into Sam, pulling him down and onto another kiss. Gonna fuck! He slammed his head back onto the pillows, his hips snapping up, driving hard into Sam as he came. Hard, and holy fuck, he did not want to move after that. Sam whined, his body tense, right on the edge. He'd promised to wait, but shit, he could feel Gabriel coming. Hard, and fuck. Gabriel, please. He begged. Need it. Fucking hell, please. Gabriel reached out, smirking at Sam as he wrapped a hand around Sam, stroking him slowly through the wet lace. Come, kiddo, you earned it. Sam's thighs locked into place and he screamed, streaks of white leaking out of his panties as he came in them again before he slumped down on top of Gabriel. His thighs were trembling, and there was no way he could move right this second. Fuck. Easy there, kiddo, Gabriel said, helping Sam move off of him to fall beside him on the bed. All was quiet for a few seconds before Gabriel practically felt the grin from Sam. Yeah, Sam? Sam gave a sleepy grin. This was a good birthday present. Gabriel burst out laughing, shifting onto his side so he could steal a kiss from Sam. Don't sell yourself short. This was the best birthday present. He eyed the bathroom. They should clean up and change the sheets. Sam's breathing was already starting to even out. Sam, not fucking moving. My thighs hurt. Well, that was a damn good excuse. All right, don't bitch about flaking. Sam groaned and rolled out of bed. I fucking hate you. Gabriel laughed as Sam kicked off the panties and padded to the bathroom. Love you too. Yeah, change the damn sheets, then get in here. Sam said, turning on the hot water before stepping into the spray. When Gabriel joined him a few minutes later and pressed a sleepy thank you to his shoulder, Sam grinned again. Yeah, he was the best boyfriend ever.